Good morning, Forum. Happy Tuesday. It's after the day after Valentine's Day. I was supposed to make this video Wednesday, but forgive me for making it early. Yeah, I wanted to start out by introducing myself to this new podcast thing. Is that weird to say? Podcast. Maybe I should make up a new thing to say. Talk about it. Or, I don't know. If you want to give me any suggestions on what to call it instead of podcasting, just give me a note. Whatever. Yeah, I want to talk about who I am. Just give you an overview of about me so you can actually know me a little bit more. One thing about me, I'm homeschooled. Yeah, I've been homeschooled for about 2 years now. I used to go to a Christian school all my life. I used to go to Emmanuel. It was this Baptist school. It was a really nice place. I had a lot of good times there. I had this crush on this girl for like God knows how long. Her name was Kara. Kara Needs. Aw, oh, dude. Oh, man. Such a great girl. Anyway, moving on. I am not a good speller. I cannot spell to save my life. Horrible. Sushi. I love sushi. I made it, one time. Dad liked it. I thought it was alright. Made out of salmon, and, it took a long time. You really need to know what you're doing when you make sushi. It's really hard. Anyway. Also, I'm a PS3 geek, just to let you know. I'm not too fond of the Xbox. I was iffy about saying that. Not trying to lose any of my viewers, but I mean, if you like the Xbox, it's cool too. I'm just saying, we have free Blu-ray and better picture and cough, free internet subscription. Just saying. Xbox is cool too. I mean, they do have a lot of good features. They do have really good communication system. I like the fact that you can make a chat room and play a game at the same time. Or you get the benefits of having the map packs out earlier. That is a good feature. I got to give you that. But Windows, oh man, dude, that sucks. I'm sorry. Windows absolutely bombs Apple all the way. Yeah, another thing is I just started doing gymnastics. Probably about I don't know. I've been doing it for probably almost a year, maybe a year or two. I'm not sure. But it's a great sport. I'm not saying I'm gay. It really is a great sport. You really do gain a lot of muscle. And the only reason I really started it was because I wanted to do parkour and free running because that was one of the things I was really interested in, and I really gotten good at it. So, and also scholarships. I gotta get the scholarships, you know. It's, you know, school's really expensive, so. Also, yeah, about the YouTube thing. I know I covered this last time, but, yeah, I have a YouTube channel, but just don't go check it out. It's Tree Stooges something. But, yeah, don't check it out. It's not cool. It really isn't. You'd get creeped out. Anyway. Yeah. Religion. I am a Christian. I'm just putting it out there. Been born and raised a Christian. Went to a Baptist school, of course, like I said. And then I also went to this school named Harvest. It was like right by it. And then I moved to North Carolina for a little bit. And went to another school there. I'm not sure what kind of school. Like, I knew it was Christian, but I don't know what kind of, you know, there's different denominations, whatever. And then when I moved back to the state that I'm not going to tell you, just saying, I went to a public school. It was not great at all. I didn't like it. You know, going from a Christian school to a public school is not fun. And then I'm just homeschooled now. It's a great great system. I can keep myself on track, whatever. I'm not sure. I was gonna talk about the Super Bowl, but I mean, it's a little late now. Little disappointed the Steelers lost. I mean, I'm not too big on either one. I mean, they're both good teams. I'm not saying one's better than the other because it was a good game. There were some pretty crappy calls though, but it was a good game though. I mean, overall. Okay. New zombie maps coming out for the PlayStation March 3rd, I believe. I cannot wait. All you PS3 fans, I know you're dying to get them. It's gonna be great. If you haven't already played it on the Xbox, it's definitely awesome. I haven't played them yet, but I've seen so much about it. You start out black and white until you turn on the power, and when you turn on the power, all the stuff comes back to normal, whatever. Two new perks: Stamina Up and HD Pro. Stamina Up gives you lightweight and marathon put together. It's absolutely awesome. I've been waiting for that perk for ages. I'm just disappointed they didn't put in a flamethrower. But what are you gonna do? Also, what's the HD Pro? HD Pro, when you go up to the crawlers, like the normal, like not the normal, but the little bald head. Creepy things that always crawl around. Yeah, those things. When they explode, you don't get the Nova gas from them. It doesn't bother you. And also, monkeys will break the perk machine. So once you get your perks, try not to die. Because if you do, you will lose all your perks and the monkeys will destroy all the machines. So good luck to that. What else did I want to talk about? Yeah, I'm a junior. Of course, next year is a senior. It's kind of weird knowing that a little bit and a little bit. I'll probably be 18, and that's a scary thought for me because it means I'm growing up. Yeah. Already looking for scholarships. It's like yesterday I was in love with a girl in 5th grade. Kara needs. Just saying. Black Ops, Treyarch. Released the new Zombies song playlist. It was absolutely awesome. I couldn't wait until they did that. They released all the songs by Elena Sigmund that were in the zombie maps. Great songs, 11-5. They released the one from Darise. It was, shoot, what was the name of that? Beauty of Annihilation. And also the song from Shononuma and Varrock. I couldn't tell you the names of them, I forgot. Also, yeah, I wanted to talk about relationships. This is I got this suggestion, or I got this subject or topic from my friend Daniel. And also Liz, both topics kind of work together with one. So shout out to Daniel and Liz, some of my best friends. Relationships. Girls talk about exes and how they always are tough jerks. Also, yes. Girls always talk about how, like, if you're talking to a girl, right, and she just like. You're talking to a girl that's single, and for some reason, the topic about their exes always somehow comes up. And you know, it's not that bad sometimes, but you try, like, they say their exes are always jerks. And well, sometimes, most of the time, the guy will say, "Oh, I'll beat him up for you, you know, be manly, whatever, macho, macho, corny, corny." Well, the girl always says, "Oh, but he's tough. I don't know if you can handle." Shut up! We get it! We're another alpha male, okay? We're another guy. We don't need to hear that another guy is tougher than us. Okay? I'm sorry. We're just trying to make you feel better. We're trying to make you like us. Because we like you. So please don't tell us another alpha male is stronger than us. Okay, another thing that girls are... The girls that are hot usually say that they're not. And the girls... Yeah, the girls that are hot are usually insecure and tell you that they're not hot. The girls who are ugly are sometimes wannabes, stuck-ups, or sometimes something else. You know, maybe they'll just... Maybe they say they're hot and maybe they are hot, but sometimes they're stuck up. But you know, most of the hot girls are modest and they're insecure, you know, sometimes. But I'm not saying this for all cases, but most of the time I've gotten to know that. Valentine's Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? Well, yeah, I over the weekend, I made a lot of money. Yeah, I made a lot of money trying to get a gift for my best friend. And found out my best friend has a boyfriend. And it's kind of like that relationship where you like your best friend. I'm just saying. And, well, I got her a Valentine's Day gift. And, well... Let's just say she wasn't there to take it. And I was really disappointed. I spent a lot of money on it. I bought her a big white fluffy bear with a rose in it. Like the bear is hugging the rose and hugging some chocolate. So I just hope the rose doesn't dry out before I get it to her. So best of luck to me. Yeah, it was a really nice gift. It was about $32 with a balloon too. So... Yeah, anyway, that's about all I wanted to talk about, and, also, I have some random funny pictures that were just ridiculous. There's one, I think, which one was it? There's, I don't know why I do that with my teeth, my dad started doing that, and it really... stuck to me. It's awful. Yeah, don't blame me. Anyway, yeah, there's shoot, I just lost it. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I got some funny pictures. Yeah, I just had to show you them. There is this dude that looks like he's walking upside down on a track running thing, whatever. And there's some perfectly captured moments where this dude gets kicked by a cat, and they just perfectly shot it at the right time, you know? There's a football player running into a cameraman, dude. It's absolutely hilarious. And this gymnastics girl, you can't even see her head, but she does have a head, and it's not edited. These pictures aren't edited. Just the funny ones. Some of them might be edited, I'm not sure. I'm not being for sure. But, yeah, it looks kind of funny, though. Just saying. Anyway, yeah, that... concludes for today's podcast. I was gonna start making them just on Wednesdays, but I think I'm gonna make them on Wednesdays. I think I'm gonna make them on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if that's all right with you. Suggestions, I'll take suggestions, and I'll read them. I might consider them. Yeah, so comment. I love comments. I read them all. So thank you for everything, and keep on viewing. Later.